All right. Welcome back to day two NCAAs. This is the First Shot Podcast.
Day two.
It's your boy Chase the Dream Pammy.
Ian Silverback Butler, baby. That's Ian Silverback Butler, baby.
All right, bro. Hey, you're looking, you're all dressed up. I'm looking kind of snazzy, right?
You're
looking kind of Gucci.
Yeah. Hey. Not too often we're in a studio together doing breakdowns, you know. You got to come correct for day two.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So you get to watch second round last night.
Yes. And then it's a good time. I mean, we kind of started at what weight class yesterday, like 165-ish.
Yeah, we started a little late, so we're gonna hit the first half of the weights here this morning.
125. Spencer Lee just got he just advanced. I'm not surprised.
Really. Yeah, Ramos and Purdue up 6-5.
Dude, I'm actually excited to see the bottom all the way up, and they were Penn State still coming strong. Hart versus Real Woods is coming up next.
Oh, that was a big score right there for Killian.
Ooh.
Former, I believe he was at Old Dominion before this.
What happened to Old Dominion? Old Dominion still around?
No, their program
they're
got
done,
cut.
Right?
Yeah, their program got cut. And it looks like he's trying to get him in a knee bar there.
Good follow. He's riding them tough. He's going to get a reversal.
He's gonna get it.
Yep.
Wow.
In time.
Way to wrestle through.
Wow, dude.
That was big heart. Hey, Ramos is, I'm a big fan of Matt Ramos. He has always been really great to my kids whenever he's come to Las Vegas, the U.S. Open. Last year they came and worked out, well, both years they came and worked out at Gold Rush and man, he's like a favorite of all my kids because he takes the time to talk to them.
That's awesome.
Take pictures. I got like 10 kids that want to go to Purdue, 10 youth kids because of him. You know?
Purdue? So
I said
Purdue?
You know where Purdue is? I don't think they quite understand yet, comprehend that, like,
oh man,
Purdue's in Indiana and that's in the middle of
nowhere.
It's cold, you know, so
the middle of nowhere,
but
Boilermaker.
But hey, hey, Purdue's doing what they're supposed to do.
Hey, you
right?
know, dude, there's a couple of Purdue, like my boy John Fitch was a Purdue. He was a captain at Purdue. Yeah. And then obviously, I mean, talking football, my boy Drew Brees was a quarterback of Purdue. Purdue has some people.
Oh yeah.
They produce some people.
No, they're doing well, dude. And they're in the Big Ten. They've always got competitive wrestlers. They've got All Americans every year. I mean, you look at what they're doing. This is gonna be a fun quarterfinals.
Matt Ramos is going semifinals with Spencer Lee. Pat Glory's back into it.
Remember that match earlier in the year? Did you see that one? He threw him early and was up big. And
dude, he just let it rip right away too.
Spencer Lee came back
and stuck him. But I mean, dude, you want to talk about like no fear.
Right.
Matt Ramos, dude, comes out swinging when he steps on the mat. Ooh, I'm so happy to start at 125. This is great.
All the top seeds held up.
For this, at least. What are some of... We had some upsets yesterday, though. For sure. You know. Uh-oh. Fix is coming up. Can Dayton Fix actually sneak one this year?
Gotta get it, man.
I feel so bad for him, bro. Like, I he's such a good dude, too, man.
Three-time runner-up.
I know.
Man.
I know, dude. Three times.
Just got to pull that one out. Got to get one.
Oh, man. And all of them have been close, too, dude.
I know.
That's the heartbreaker of it.
First one,
Nick Soriano.
Nick Soriano. They went into
triple
17
overtime.
Overtimes. And then year, RBY on the COVID year.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Dang.
That was overtime
crazy.
Too, right?
They ran that tournament. They ran the NCAAs with no crowd.
I think family members only.
Yeah, family members only. That's right.
Because I know Mark was there with Trey, but it was, bro, that was so weird. Did you see the arena floor? That was in St. Louis, Missouri.
Was it there that year?
It was in St. Louis, Missouri,
yeah.
Because David Carr, that was his first one. Gable, that was his first one. Yeah, dude, the floor was empty. No cheers. It was just a runway. of how they walked to the mat, and that was it.
That was interesting, dude. I'm still so bummed. So the year that COVID hit, the NCAA when tournament was going to be in Minneapolis.
That's right.
And I was so looking forward to being part of the first NCAAs at a dome, bro. I think they had 50,000 seats or whatever. Dude. Oh man! And then I remember that. That was heartbreaking because that was so we just had the EIWAs, the conference, and on Monday and Tuesday things started getting canceled. They canceled the NCAA basketball tournament. And I remember everyone was like, oh, you guys aren't canceled yet.
Bro, like, if you canceled NCAA basketball.
But for some reason, we thought we were going to be able to keep it going. On Tuesday, they canceled basketball. On Wednesday, they're like, you know, we're still good. You know, we're still good to go. And was it a Thursday or a Tuesday before NCAAs that they finally pulled the plug on it?
Damn.
But I remember the kids kind of knew it was coming, having to tell some of those kids that, yeah, the plug's getting pulled. They're pulling it, and yeah, it was crazy because it was a Tuesday for sure. I remember it was a Tuesday because everybody had to be out of their dorms and everything by Thursday, Friday. So, yeah, remember we thought that was only going to be 2 weeks.
Damn.
They looked at all kinds of possibilities too for the NCAAs. I know that they had considered, well, it went from fans to only family members, and then it went to no fans.
Hey,
and then the whole
I was like, canceled. Hey, anybody that knows me, like, knows that, dude, I'm a positive person even in the dark.
Yeah.
Right. But like, I got to say, I was like negative Nancy in that situation. I knew we were getting canceled. In my eyes, there was like, there's no way, dude. Like, you have to make contact.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, dude. Like, if basketball is canceled, I was like, oh, we're done. And they're like, no, we can think. I'm like, no, dude, we're getting canceled, dude. There's no way possible.
Dude, how about wearing masks while you're wrestling during that time?
We didn't do that. We did not do that. But I remember going to preseason nationals in Iowa.
Yeah.
And they had it that if your name wasn't light up on the screen, you cannot come to the mat area. You have to stay outside. They had a barricade. And then when you entered in and out, they had like, they usually have it in the NFL. You know how like they have like the spray? Mm-hmm. You kind of get missed out. I don't know what's in it, but they're like, you have to walk through this so you can de-infect. Maybe it was like a hand sanitizer for you.
Something. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, man.
Aaron Nagal is a California kid, right?
Aaron Nagal, yeah. And he is nasty on top. He win a, I think he made U20 Worlds. I think he won a title in U20 Worlds. Aaron Nagal went to Servite, I believe.
Yeah. I remember when I was doing camps back in 2015, 2016, 2017, Azevedo camps, and Azevedo was telling me about Aaron Nagal.
He's nasty.
Like, he's like, this kid's going to be a stud.
This kid's good. Right, here we go. RBY.
Have they wrestled already?
Yes. He lost to him. What? What conference are they? Is Penn State in?
They're Big Ten.
Big Ten. Okay, so Aaron Nagal lost to RBY for the Big Ten championships.
Gal's in on a deep single leg there. But...
And he was getting in, and it was interesting. He chose top, actually. When do you ever see somebody picking top?
Especially against Roman Bravo.
Exactly.
Right?
But he's so good. He's so confident in his top game. It didn't work. But, like, he had to shoot a shot. But, like, I just remember that in the Big Ten. He was so confident, dude, attacking.
Who you got for Edwards Usman 3? I see Usman down in the corner here.
Usman. I think Usman's going to retain his title.
Regain.
Good old. Speaking of, I think you're going to have some good old wrestling out of Usman all day, every day.
Still, that was a nasty kick.
It was, dude. You had to pull something out the hat, and he landed it. Like I said, he ended up waking up in the ambulance just for calling his memory. Oh, my God. Good Wizard Birds. By Dayton Fix.
Birds in. They're in this seatbelt position, seatbelt wizard.
I love seatbelts.
Close, but. Oh, trying to get what? Okay, what do you call this? You call this cow catcher, cement mixer? What do you call that?
I'm cow catcher guy, Midwest.
I'm a cow catcher guy too.
I'm a cow catcher guy.
There was a big debate on Twitter a couple months ago, maybe a month ago.
Cement mixer. I don't really. I get it. My kids from Santa Ana, California, they call it a DJ.
Yeah, I never. I don't. That's definitely not in the vocab. That's a made up thing.
They're like DJ, DJ, DJ. I was like, what the fuck? Hey,
I call the cement mixer is the one I call it where they go. They're trying to run the cow catcher, and then they fight that arm down, and then they roll back the other way. You know, mixer.
I know, dude, but a lot of these California kids haven't even seen a cow. Like a cow, dude. These
if you're in Norco, you've seen a cow.
Yeah.
I always remember driving through there when I was like, dude, this place smells like shit. This smells terrible.
Oh no, dude. Hey, Bird and Nagao are really taking it to the number one and two seed.
Right.
None of them gave up scores yet. They're really hand fighting hard right now. And a couple of them had good attacks on the number one and two seed. They're fighting.
0-0 both of these matches.
No respect given. That's how you have to be.
Bird and Fix, both about 20 seconds left.
Bird's only in the center. All right, Nagao. So in the Big Ten Championship, he gave up a takedown with the last 5 seconds. Ooh, he said not this time. All right. RBY Nagao, 0-0 going to the second. Same thing with Bird and Fix.
Okay.
On the other side of things, these scores are a little bit more different.
Rujao up 5-4. What's interesting about Rujao? Wow, nice, Gramby. Rujao yesterday, I heard a comment that he likes folk style more than freestyle because he likes to ride on top.
Really? It's
interesting. Dad's wrestled for on the Russian national team, world medalist, I believe 2-time world medalist.
That's crazy, right?
Vogar, Rujao.
You would think, dude. We just have freestyle practice yesterday, dude. There's so many kids that I do not like folk style at all, dude. When it comes to top and bottom, mm-hmm. Like it's I think that's everybody's Achilles heel at that point, right? Oh. Bird, is he going to shake? And the writing time is building up for RBY.
Both these guys.
I know, right?
Fix is at 51 in the second period.
You know something about that. I mean, ain't that what it takes to get to like a national championship at that point?
Got to have that element in your game. I think now with you see how tight some matches can be.
Nagao. Both of these guys, Nagao and Bird, needs to an escape, and he comes right back in. How critical sometimes do you think it's big for just to get a one and not to get a reversal and go back to two and go back into it?
I think more often than not, you got to take your one, especially the college level. When it's these tight matches like this, just getting your one and stopping the bleeding, so to speak, stopping the riding time, is so important. But even on the like the high school youth level, like
high school too,
I think one of them,
I think Nagao could have got out, bro. He entered right back in. Like sometimes,
yeah, I think sometimes kids get greedy, you know, they want to, and but I think he understands here. I think Nagao understands, you know, he's making it a scramble and doing what you need to do on bottom.
He needs to.
You know?
He needs to.
Bottom is it's just like on your feet. It takes 3, 4, 5 sequences to find an escape. You know, it's not something that just, you know, it's not gonna take just one move.
Oh my God, why do we do that?
It's close. Almost got put to his back.
Almost, dude. I thought he was just gonna he Gramby through when I think he should have stayed up on his feet a little bit. Wow. Now can the guy write him out? If not, he's gonna need a takedown. He needs to probably cut him and get a takedown.
2-1 McGee over Oren on mat 1.
McGee, bro, you wanna talk about an athletic guy? I like his game. Like, he'll go knee, stay on his knee, slide by. As soon as you touch him, he goes slide by. Or if you don't make contact, he'll go low ankle pick.
1-1. Or 2-2. Sorry, 2-2.
Well, 3 probably. Look at that writing time.
Oh, he's got it built up.
Oh, dude. Oh, McGee 2. Nope.
No.
Way to scramble. They gave it to him.
And Latona over here looking for a reversal. No reversal, though.
Oh.
Did they get back points on? They get swipes on that? No swipes. Still 6-4.
They gave McGee the takedown on that. You know? And Nagao. Like I said, he's a heavy rider on top, dude. Well, oh, my God. I'm not going to say that that's a wrap, but that's pretty much done.
Yeah, he couldn't get away.
That's done. What a huge mistake.
That's what makes the greats, you know, the best, right? Limit the mistakes.
And now Dayton Fick, same thing.
They're going to capitalize on
both of them. The number one and 2C get reversals with riding time. Well, I can't cut this reversal yet, actually. Wow, they gave him 2.
Did they give Bird 2?
They gave Bird.
No, they gave him the escape.
They gave him escape? Okay.
Hey, but Nagao's made him work for everything. He is. Definitely hasn't been.
He got an escape. This is what he needs.
It's going to be hard, though. He's still down.
It is.
He's still down 2.
2.
Well, he needs a takedown either way.
Yep.
And Roman's not.
And then can you take him down and can you hold him down? That's the real question,
right?
You can
hold him down if he gets him down. But trying to find that takedown right now is going to be hard. I don't think RBY has given up a stalling call yet.
No.
I mean, he showed he can get to the legs. But let's see what he can, if he can generate any offense here.
These matches are close, bro. The number one and number two seed are holding on by a takedown. Wow. Bird's fighting, dude.
Yeah.
He's controlling the center. Oh, Nagao's not going to pull it off. 6 seconds left. 6 seconds left.
He gave everything he could.
Yep.
But the best wrestlers, they can stay poised.
Here it is.
They can stay poised, right? And sometimes just a win's a win, right?
Yep.
Hey.
Doesn't matter, right?
Scores 3-1, RBY, but.
I'll put him on his back. Hey, way to go out, Nagao, though.
Yeah. Went full sprint mode.
Had to.
Full sprint.
Had to.
And we're locked up. Oh, wow. We're locked
How?
Up. 2-2 on the other mat.
Did he get a stalling?
Vito up 8-5.
Did he get a stalling point?
But I do think he has riding time. I do. Fix has riding time. So it is 3-2 Fix with riding time. What happened to our score over here?
I don't know. I think that's done. Yep.
Fix gets the W.
Inches, bro.
Inches.
Inches.
When you're the best, you those guys know how to take advantage of the mistakes that people make.
Yeah, bro.
Right, and the longer you're at the top like that, it's harder. It's harder to hold the mountain than it is to climb it. It's harder to hold it. You know.
Man, that was some good wrestling right there. Dayton Fick, a good old boy. Born and raised in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? Family wrestled out. I think his dad wrestled out Oklahoma too, right?
Stay true. Stay true.
All right. Semifinals.
All the seeds held up there too.
Yeah. Hey, McGee's super athletic. But like, have you ever seen a McGee and RBY matchup yet?
Not I don't I can think of. And Fix and Vito, have they wrestled this year yet?
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So first two weights, the top four seeds hold up into the quarters.
Bro, that's McGee and RBY. That's a interesting contrast of styles, just because like the way RBY moves his feet, and McGee can probably keep up with him, bro. Like athletic wise, like moving his feet. That was such a good match. Hey, speaking of Cooper, your boy Cooper Rush is staying with the Cowboys, bro.
Okay.
You got your boy Zach, though.
They let go of Zeke.
I know. I don't know what you guys are going to do. Well,
I think they'll be fine.
Tony Pollard, bro.
You see some multi-dimensionals are running back, you know.
Cole Matthews. What are you thinking of, dude, in these moments?
I'm cheering for Andrew Oliveira. In the moments before you go out, dude, the quarterfinals, man, I will say, like, your nerves are hitting the hardest.
I bet they are, bro.
They hit hard because, you know, it is nice to get that match out of the way and get the monkey off your back a little bit. At least that's where my head was when I had wrestled it is. But I think beforehand, I mean, my nerves were going crazy, but also the preparation was there. You know, if you've done the preparation and you believe that you've done everything to be prepared for that moment, you can step out freely and wrestle because you can rely on your training. That's where if you cut corners, if you didn't, you know, you didn't do.
Did you do that last sprint or not, right? Or did you go all the way to the mat or did you go halfway? Like you only know.
You only know.
You only know.
You know, did you study? Do you know your opponents? You know, there's so many elements that go into it, but you've got to be able to grab confidence and grab on to, you know, the dark moments. For me, I like to think about all the moments that I put in that were tough.
Hell yeah.
Because those are the moments that make you think about when you want to quit, when you're like, hey, this match is getting tough. It's getting, you know, it's a grind.
Yep.
It makes it harder to quit when you've been to those dark moments.
Oh yeah, bro. You know? Oh yeah, bro. You got to living in the fire, bro. Yeah. Living in the fire, dude.
So.
Oh yeah, dude. What are you thinking? How much did you have to cut for the 3 days?
No, my 57s was easy. I didn't cut weight in college.
See, easy.
By the night before the last weigh-in, because you get it goes scratch 1-2, you know, it was 159 the last days. Both nights, both times I was made it to the third day. I was like eating the night before to keep my weight.
Hell yeah,
keep my weight up. I had a good meal. Got there early in the morning, did a short workout and was down to weight. Cause I always like to work out before weigh-ins.
Yep.
You know, so come in a pound or two over, work out and the weight would fall right off. Dude, it was so nice. It was so nice back then because bro, I could go in the morning and a pound fell off like that. Now I'm like, dude, I gotta do 3 hours of work to lose 1 pound.
Oh damn. You know? I know how that feels, bro. It's like getting old, dude. Oh, man. Dude, I don't know how some of the big boys do it, dude. I know, like, Jaden caught, like, some of the bigger boys were, like, 6, 7.
Bigger bodies.
I know, bro. 2 days in a row, bro. Jesus, dude.
Bigger. Dude, I would hate when we travel overseas with some of the bigger guys, like Jake Varner, Dustin Kilgore, John Reeder, Tervell Dolagnov. All these guys are—they're like, man, dude, I can't even keep my weight up, man. I'm sitting here drinking whole big things of water with electrolytes and juice and trying to eat whatever they can.
Oh, dude,
going out to eat all these meals, like I'm like, bro, I'm sitting here just like eating crumbs, you know? Like, I was like, this is that must be nice. At least that's you don't got to worry. You don't got to manage weight. That's nice, you know.
Oh, dude.
And I mean, they'd be 8-10 pounds over and do one workout and be, you know, pound over, you know, right on weight, or they'd be underweight, struggling to stay on. I'm like, geez, dude, it must be nice.
Oh, bro, I know how that is.
I was jealous, for sure.
I know how that is. Real Woods, Allen Hart, baby. That's a tough matchup, Allen.
Cody Parker, Filius, Cole Matthews, Bo Bartlett, Andrew Oliveira, Lachlan McNeil. Man, I really want Oliveira to pull this one off. Troy Nickerson at Northern Colorado has done a great job, and he's been there. Wow, he's been there. He's been there 6-7 years now, I think. 7 years. That's a great way to start the match for Alirez with a takedown. Alirez lost a close one last year. He lost in the second round, and then he ended up.
Oh,
hey, Woods had a close one last night.
I know.
Real I know. Close.
Oh, pick that. Oh, keep the foot. Damn.
Real close match last night. Real Woods, Izzy style.
Izzy has a great documentary, bro.
Yeah.
Of coming up, going to Stanford, transferred this year to Iowa. Man, Iowa's getting last couple of years some good little transfers, bro.
I remember Real when he was just a baby. He was a freshman in high school. I was living in Illinois at the time, so I'd go up to
good little ankle pick.
Go up to Izzy style quite a bit and see him. And man, it's
you want to talk about a good kid, dude. Real Woods a little different now. Ever since he moved to Iowa, he had the little braids now. You know, he's coming to his own. He's the number one seed.
He hood, bro.
Yeah, sometimes they tell you, hey, you lived in Albuquerque a little bit. And he up right now.
I was talking to my doctor, Dr. Carlos, the other day, who worked in Albuquerque and worked with John Jones and all those guys. And he's like, yeah, Albuquerque.
Oh, it is at all, bro, dude.
Definitely got some.
There's a lot more other places you can live in the world than Albuquerque, New Mexico.
When I asked him what he liked more, Albuquerque or Vegas, there was no hesitation. Oh, Vegas.
All day.
Yeah. But, dude, Alirez, I hope he makes it happen. This would be Nickerson's first All-American since he became the head coach at Northern Colorado. And he's been chomping and, you know, he's been slowly.
Chopping at the bit.
Slowly.
Oh.
You know? Alirez was so close last year, lost in the round of 12. So
he's getting it done, dude. Riding time is building. Oh, my boy, Allen.
Dude, Alirez is fast, too, bro.
He is, dude. Man, all these programs coming up, didn't Appalachian State, they went D1 now?
They've been D1 for a long time.
Yeah.
Long
Appalachian, time. Like I like Appalachian, man.
They produce sucks. Was it Milner?
Yeah,
man, two-time All American, got hurt and
Oh, they gave him a 2 count.
No fun on that, man. He had to pull out of NCAAs. It's hard. Sad to see a career end that way.
Yeah.
So Lear's is up 4-2.
Riding time up 4-0. Riding time is built in. Allen, in these situations, if you can't get up, I don't know, maybe you might. Ooh, pick a side. Pick a side. Oh, no.
Did he get the count?
They gave him the count. They gave him the swipes. They put him on his feet. Smart decision.
What do you call that? That tilt's called a lot of different names. We have a name for it.
That tilt that he just did? Was it like a little cheap tilt that he just hit?
No, he rolled through.
He rolled through with it?
Put the elbow through the middle of the legs. And rolled
I know.
Through.
Pedro would have given you that. I'm not much of a tilter at all, Easton, bro.
We call it Easton roll. I've heard it called hazard tilt. Heard it called roll through tilt.
Roll through. That's a term we always use. Roll through. I think it's pretty basic. Roll through tilt.
He's working hard to score, man. You can see Alirez is.
He's determined.
He's all over on this. Roll through, Easton roll. Dude, that was just coming up. When I was in college, that had just kind of started getting popular.
Yeah?
Yeah. Back in 2005 through 2010. I hadn't really seen it before then.
Man. Again with his ankle.
Nice, low single. Alirez is on top here. He's going to
Woods is going to get this takedown. This is, he gets this takedown here. It's pretty, both of the top seeds. They get these takedowns. It's probably over.
Alirez is on top right now.
Alirez is on top.
He's already on top. So
Hart is fighting hard here. And yep, Woods get the 2 with 30 seconds left.
Man. think if Elias can get one more takedown and a ride out, he should be. Well, never say never.
Never say never.
Anything can happen. But he's looked good so far. He's got to keep that, keep the hand fight going, keep the pressure, maintaining good defense, though.
Ooh, as soon as you said never say never. Oh, he's going to get this. Way to work. Lift up.
And Green just got a stalling call, too. He's got to be smart in here.
Oh.
Lachlan's got he's got some funky things he can do in this crackdown.
Crackdown positions, I like, dude. Yep, head under, gonna lift up, come up.
No takedown.
Way to fight.
Got Bo Bartlett up 1-0 in the third on Matthews. Matthews shows down. Looks like we're gonna be 1-1 there between Matthews and Bartlett. Brock Hardy, pretty good lead over here, 5-0 in the third.
Nebraska, man. Nebraska got some studs, dude. Who's the kid that made it to the finals last year from Nebraska? Was it Love? Love it? Hardy got this in the bag.
Back to Lira's McNeil. Going to head into the third with Lira's up. Essentially 5-3 with riding time.
A Lewis choice? Yeah, he's going to go bottom.
Look for a quick escape here.
Yep. And then Matthews, man. 6-3. That's probably like, even though it's 6-3, riding time is not a factor over there, man. Jeez. Oof.
McNeil putting a tough ride on there.
He is. He needs to. He needs to get that riding time down. Up. Oh, he's going to get an escape. Yep. And he's out.
One. They're going to call it out of bounds.
Gave him one. He's up by 3. Well, we'll see.
One takedown and one takedown can erase that riding time.
Yeah,
Lira's has to keep wrestling.
Cole is about to get up. Matthews might get upset if this goes through with 5 seconds left. 4. Can he hold on? Overtime. Oh my God.
That's as close as it gets.
Yeah.
And that scramble position stayed locked.
Now riding time is locked.
Nope, not locked yet.
No? It's 104.
When it gets to 14 seconds. When it gets to 14, then it's locked. Remember, you got to get 1 minute. It goes down.
Yeah, you're right. Why is my math alpha right now?
I wonder what match he's watching. Seconds left for Alirez. Get that All-American. Troy Nickerson's got to be. I wonder what he's feeling right now.
Well, when you're 30 seconds away.
Getting your first All-American. Nickerson had a great career. 4-time All-American at Cornell and national champion, national runner-up. I believe he finished first, second, third, and seventh. The year he finished seventh is when he had a blown-out shoulder. Lira is going to be content just to run and probably give up the stalling call. But got to keep wrestling, though. Riding time is locked now. And Lira is
moving on.
It happen.
Dude. And then you have overtime over here.
Makes it happen. Andrew Lira, University of Northern Colorado. Congrats, Troy Nickerson, man. Troy's one of my longtime friends. I was in his wedding and glad to see him get that one through. 1-1 here, Bartlett and Matthews.
I'm assuming that Real Woods won that match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. 30-30s, top bottom.
Yep.
This is where, man, things get interesting.
This one, it gets stressful as a coach.
All you got to do is get up.
Although Kale's probably just sitting there, just
chill. Kale's a cucumber. Kale's like, we've been through this before.
Seasoned.
Oh, man.
Seasoned.
He's like, oh, big moments? We take them. No big deal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Matthews with the leg in.
Good job.
Bartlett trying to donkey kick out, though.
20 seconds.
He's keeping that leg. He's got that Iowa ride, that ankle hook locked in pretty well. He is.
10 seconds.
Is the referee going to stalemate him, stall him? Let's see what happens here.
No way. 5 seconds.
He's got to try and return him, though.
2-1.
Wow. All right. Damn, it's a ride out for Matthews. All you got to do is...
What?
Chooses neutral? Interesting.
Why would he do that? Why didn't he just go bottom? Is Bartlett that tough on top?
Well, riding time plays a factor in overtime. So.
You're right. Forgot about that.
He's built up. That's a strategy. It's a smart strategy, right? Because even if no one scores here, uh-oh.
Done. What a huge upset.
He gave him life.
Yeah.
Bo Bartlett saw that opportunity and took it. Interesting. He wants the brick. Matthews wants the brick thrown in.
I don't know, dude. That was a takedown, dude. It was a
pretty clear-cut takedown.
Yeah.
Pretty clear-cut. Yeah, Bartlett shot out like a cannon when he saw they were going neutral.
Hell yeah.
But that's what those Penn State guys live for, man. Big moments. And they don't get fazed by it, too.
I wanted to see where the riding time was at. Because he did straight just ride him out for 30 seconds, though.
So. Yeah, he's just 30 seconds riding time.
I know, but like...
It doesn't factor into the whole match. It just factors into overtime. So the thought process there was they were going to go, this was 30-30, and then they were going to go to one more overtime on their feet.
If they both would have ridden each other out.
No. So they had to go to their feet another time for 1 minute. If there would have been takedown, that would have ended it. But then they would have gone back to rideouts if no one would have scored on their feet.
That's true.
So then... In theory, he could have chose bottom. All he would have needed was 5 seconds of riding time, you know, and then he would have chose bottom. And even if he got ridden out for all 30 seconds, he still had that 5 second cushion.
Yeah.
So 2-1, 2-1.
And oh.
That's control.
Damn. Close.
Inches.
We're just talking about that.
It is a game of inches. Let's take a quick look while we're waiting here. See what our next set of matches look like.
Look at Penn State, man.
Confirmed.
Real Woods. Seeds.
Almost top four seeds held out, but not quite.
I was just about to ask about Sammy Sasso. How's Sammy Sasso? Sammy Sasso's doing pretty well.
It's Kyle Dake. Only wrestler in history to win four national titles.
Four different weight classes, bro. He's at Penn RTC, correct?
No, he's at Cornell.
He's at Cornell?
Or no, not Cornell. He's at Penn State. Penn State.
Well, I said Penn State. Yeah.
Penn RTC is University of Pennsylvania, and then you know, Penn State is Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. So, dude, I remember when he was trying to decide if he was going to go up and wrestle Taylor at 65s. This was 2012. We were in Baku, Azerbaijan. He was the backup to Jordan for the World Cup. I was the backup to Metcalf. And I remember people were asking him on that trip, what are you going to do? Hey, he held his cards close though. He didn't let anybody know. So,
yeah.
And then he went, you know, he made the decision before the season started. The announcement. It's
the best way to do it.
Yeah, it is. Get people guessing, dude. Stylistically, I used to wrestle with him in practice. Man, tough. No bad style matchup for me. he beat me up. I might only score a takedown or two. Didn't wrestle a lot, but enough.
Yeah. Style makes matchups, bro.
Tell you what, when you shoot on him, difficult to score on.
I bet.
Hips are so heavy and just.
Dude, his defense is outstanding, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to go up against Brock Mueller, I think, right? Sammy Sasso. Can Sammy Sasso come back to the prime? I like Sammy Sasso, dude.
Parker's a California kid, right?
I believe so, yeah.
He started at Fresno. He was there. All-Americans.
Fresno, man.
He's going for his third All-American.
Fresno. Sad that we lost that program.
Rough.
Oh, dude. We really needed that program.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I'm going to talk about like a couple programs that, I mean, Old Dominion's gone, but like Fresno.
Just for the West Coast, right?
I know.
I think one of the hardest things on the West Coast, right, is programs. We're a lot of the college programs are here on an island, which is great right now that like there's more clubs that are popping up in different areas.
There are.
You know, Nevada, there's multiple clubs, which, you know, more recruiting grounds for coaches, but then Idaho and Montana. So you got places now where you're able to recruit kids out of, and it helps those programs on the West Coast.
Bro.
You know, great thing. We were talking about yesterday, Cal Baptist going Division I.
Yeah.
But definitely, I hope there's more. You know, I hope there's 3, 4, or 5 more Division I programs and D2, D3, NAIA programs
at
Adjust because it gives more.
Vanguard when they came up. Like, we needed that. We got Menlo out here.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got Stanford up north, Cal Poly. But Fresno was a big cornerstone, bro, in my opinion. Especially just because Buchanan's out there.
I mean, they had like one of the largest attendances for dual meets.
I know.
I mean, they had something really, really well.
It's a wrestling city, dude. Yeah. Fresno. Like the Bulldogs. Like I am shocked that it got rid of, but like it sucks.
They fought so hard to bring that back.
I know.
You know, the fact now them ever coming back again a third time around, I think is that would be when they say, you know,
you had a couple boys that wanted to stay home too.
You're betting long.
I know.
It's a long shot that happens. Man. You know. So, that was a hard one. That was a hard one to see. Dude, when I started college, I mean, it's crazy the programs that were cut just from the time I started college. So Portland State was cut, University of Oregon was cut. There was Cal State Fullerton was cut.
Yeah.
UC Davis was cut. Bro, all the programs, almost all the programs in the Pac-12 at one point were cut. When I was in college, ASU got cut.
What?
I don't even remember that. They got cut. And then Sunkist Kids stepped in huge to endow that program. They got cut. Bro. Cal State Bakersfield got cut. But
they're back now.
They were cut when I was in college.
Okay.
And then they came back.
Bakersfield is actually doing something like you got the Bakersfield open, like they're actually coming around a little bit more.
Stanford got cut, remember that, you know? Yeah, so almost, you know, and then Boise State got cut and for good.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Let me knock on wood. I the only two programs that haven't had any kind of you know, issue where they got cut was Oregon State and Cal Poly.
Jeez.
From when I started in the Pac, well, it was Pac 10 at that time.
Cal State Fullerton, was it Mark Munoz on that staff?
He was for a little bit.
He was, right?
Yeah. Him, that's where Dillashaw was.
TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah. So that was
that
was that connection, you know?
Man. But Bakersfield's actually, man, they have a whole new staff. They're doing pretty well now, man. John Acevedo's going down there to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
They're coming around.
Yeah.
They're coming around. CBU, like, we're coming. More programs are coming.
Yep.
Can he do it? Yanni. All right, we got Yanni.
Murin, Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah.
Van Ness and Rooks. That's all messed up on that side.
The 12 and the 20?
Yeah. Congratulations, man, for Angel Escobedo at Indiana going back to his alma mater, taking over. And
he's doing pretty well.
You know, yeah, doing really well, building that program back up. Yanni jumps out to a quick 2-0 lead. Sasso Yaya Thomas.
One of the best names in wrestling. Yaya. Sammy Sasso is really good with kids, man.
Yeah. Oh, he's another one with our kids that our kids that want to talk to him all throughout Cliff King tournament in Vegas.
Dude, he's so good. Such, oh, dude, he's, you talk about a good person.
Which, by the way, we'll keep that under wraps.
That's right.
We may be teaming up on getting him out to the West Coast.
I like Sammy. Yanni, bro, is relentless. One of the most famous kind of like fighting, we have like walkout t-shirts, fight shirts, but one of the most famous shirts I seen was the Cornell shirt what is it called? What is the animal that always has nuts, bro? With a squirrel with a nut on it. The Yanni Malcolm Hollis shirt, like, have some nuts.
I haven't seen that one. Dude.
Really?
I haven't seen that.
He had a famous interview. It was last year.
I do remember the interview.
Yes. And he just like, how can you just have some nuts? So they came out with a little walkout shirt. It's a Yanni shirt. It's a little squirrel. And it says, have some nuts. And I see some kids walking around with the Yanni Malcolm Hollis shirt. Yeah. Kid's talented,
great finish
bro.
On that single leg. Oh.
No.
Murin, the one thing about Iowa guys,
bro,
when you shoot in on their hips,
heavy.
They are heavy.
Heavy.
I remember wrestling one of their backups right after college. We were at the Olympic Training Center, one of their backups. And I was taking shots, and I remember, dude, I was like, this dude's hips are freaking heavy. Different.
They like to wear on people, bro.
Very grinding style.
Iowa believes, bro, it doesn't matter what the point score on it. They can always go out and go get one.
Close up top. Iowa staying in the fight.
All right, Mizzou, like, we at least need, like, a top five this year. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't, I don't know what the hell. Every single year. Every single year, bro. All right. Damn.
Second period, 0-0, Parko and Mahler. Rooks is up 4-2 on Van Ness, huh?
Yeah.
And escape, five. Take a 5-2 lead.
How many teammates did you have qualified with you? Marler just got an escape.
My freshman year, I think we had 6.
Okay.
Including me, my sophomore year. Sophomore year, we only had 3. We had 3. And then my junior year.
Rooks is about to get a takedown. If he can circle out or dive back in or circle. Or if he can Turk this.
I think my junior year, we only had two.
Damn.
We only had two or three. And then my senior year, we had six. And two All-Americans. We finished like 16th that year.
How are you and your teammates going through it, man? I know it's an individual sport, but when you see people don't make it and they're falling out, crying on the floor. And
bro, my senior year was,
Rick got a takedown.
My senior year was, it was special, dude. I think we had a really good team culture that year.
Good.
And our 97-pounder, all he had to do was win one match. And he had two opportunities to win that match and qualify. He lost a close one in the semis, and then he won his Conti semis, and I think he had to take third to qualify.
Okay.
And his third place match, he lost a heartbreaker to go to NCAAs, and I remember he was crying, dude, and my heart was broken. It was at UC Davis right after they got cut, dude. That's where the tournament was that year. When they got cut. So yeah, dude, it was sad, bro. I remember seeing that for him. My heart was hurting, but he was only either a freshman or a sophomore. So
okay.
He ended up making it to nationals twice. So Giacomo Hollis, Murin's keeping it close.
Yes, dude. It's that Iowa heart, baby.
Is he going to really try and ride him out though? Huh? Better get your hips back on top.
Yanni's gonna reverse him.
Yeah, that knee is too far down.
Unless the referee gives him a gift from God, but he ain't do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting choice. Try and ride him out there.
Sammy is trying to ride hard here. Ooh.
One zero for Sasso. Oh, yep.
It's close.
Down by three, Murin. Which I guess at the end of the day, when you give up a reversal, and as long as you get away, it doesn't really hurt you that bad. Because right. Either way, you're going to still be down by the same amount.
True.
So, you know, we'll see what Murin can put together.
Oh. Yanni's good here.
Crazy thing is he's got to get two takedowns.
Yanni's good takedown here.
And back points, which is.
On Yanni?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Gonna be close. He gets the takedown. Murin gets the takedown.
You're gonna have to cut him.
Yeah, cut him, buddy. What are you doing?
You're gonna have to cut him. You're gonna have to cut him.
What are you doing?
You're gonna have to cut him.
You're gonna try and get back points?
On Yanni?
Oh.
Oh, it's close.
Oh.
Are they giving it to him?
Oh.
Are they giving it?
Holy cow. Wow. Interesting strategy. That was extremely close. I wonder if they're going to try challenging
it. They should. Throw a brick. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose. Throw a brick. Why would you keep on?
He must have believed that he could have tilted him. I don't know.
Oh, man. No challenge brick at all either, huh?
No challenge brick.
Wow.
Yanni staying composed there, or a little bit, like those
look
eyes.
Look at his face, bro. It looks like Sammy Sasso's gonna. Oh,
but again, bro, the best guys, dude. They just, it's such small margins.
How did this happen?
I think Parko scored points. That's how that happened. Parko's going to take a 4-3 decision.
Yaya needs a takedown.
Dude, Parko's legit, bro. Three-time All-American.
Way to stay in. He's on the edge. Let him back in. Five. Sammy Sasso moves on.
K Gets it done.
Down a boy, Sammy.
And oh.
How did that happen? Damn, dude. I thought Rooks was. Damn, dude.
We still got time.
Yeah.
Those Penn State guys, though, they're
out of nowhere, right?
People forget, too, like, they're so good on top. They can all ride. They ride that ankle so well.
Sriracha against Makai. That's how he won the second national title, bro. It was just riding.
Oh, boy.
Another Penn State guy in the semis. Ding. Wow. Penn State's going to do it again.
I think they're a cheat code. Got a cheat code, for sure.
Bro, that culture, that room, everything. Freshman. Wow.
One and 12 and 2-3. Mike Gray. The energy of that tournament.
Unreal, dude.
Nothing like it, bro.
Unreal. Look how packed it is.
One of the largest, for wrestling, it's the largest tournament in the world. Even the world championships don't get that many.
Damn, dude.
And the energy in there is electric.
Insane, dude.
It is electric. 3 days of just, if you go to that tournament as a fan, 3 days, you better be ready to.
Bro, you know how much tickets are? They're pretty up there, dude.
I mean, I think someone bottom three, maybe three, but they got lower bowl tickets, 300. Each or something, $300 to $400 each.
For 3 days? All 3 days?
All 3 days, yeah.
It's not bad.
It's really not, yeah.
It's not bad.
There were a lot of tickets available this year too. Saw a lot of messages from people that there were tickets still available.
Okay. And then what section? What section are you going to sit in?
If I buy them, man, you got to sit in the lower bowl. I did sit in the upper bowl one time when I went to watch. One of the first years I went back. No good. And then 2 years after I graduated, I went and watched with one of our sponsors. I sat right down on the right front row.
Hell yeah, dude.
So that was cool. Peyton Robb, Nebraska.
Had some good matches. Penn State is coming out the woodworks, bro. Freshman's making it too. Austin, the return. He got upset it last year. Couple years ago.
He was injured.
Yeah. Happens, bro.
Coming back from an injury.
Yeah. Happens, dude. Especially like when you're in a season.
Yep.
Dude. Blows. What's your biggest thing trying to when you're going to NCAA and you're in a grind of the season and you got to win your conference and then you got to how's your body feeling at that point?
Yeah, nobody goes. You got to know when you go to the NCAA tournament, you're not going in 100%.
Right.
And even the other person's not going in 100%. I would say the only thing my sophomore year, I went in with a dinged up knee. Junior year felt pretty good overall. I didn't really have anything too much bothering me. Senior year, I actually went in really pretty much healthy. I had popped my rib out throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit still bothering me, but not much.
Yeah.
You know, but no one goes in 100%. The nice thing was I was also in the Pac-10, which wasn't, you know, it's not as deep as
it's not a grind
a Big Ten, you know, a Big Ten grind.
Yeah.
You know, we had a pretty good, all three, we had three guys nationally ranked in the top 20. Me and the Boise State guy were ranked top 10s. We battled all year. So we had some tough guys, but still not near that grind of the Big Ten schedule throughout the year. You know, it's just you that schedule. I always kind of wonder how it would have went, you know, how I would have done in a Big Ten schedule, you know, just week after week. You know, you're running a national rank guy after national rank after national rank. Yeah, week, just a lot, dude. You know.
Jeez.
So.
A season's no joke, bro. Especially college life, homework, everything else.
Like, yeah, dude, there's a lot to balance.
Yeah, bro.
You got to balance academics.
It's a full-time job, too.
Yeah. So. But when you're in the moment, it's going by kind of slow. Now that it's all done, I'm just like, where did time go?
I know, right?
I'd love to have it back. I'd love to have it back. Carefree, dude. I always love carefree days. A spring, like once nationals got done at Cal Poly, it was spring break. So you would get done with nationals, you'd come back and go right on to spring break. You know, you could eat whatever. You don't have to worry about your diet.
Body's feeling good. You're still in shape.
A couple days, your body still look good. You know, because you've been managing weight. But, like, after 3 or 4 days, like, you just swell right up because you just eat whatever you wanted, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But spring at Cal Poly was fun, bro. I mean, you're in California. It was, you know, we would still train in the afternoons and work hard. But go lift, eat whatever you want, We'd go surfing in the morning. But before lifts or before class.
Hey, how good was your cafeteria at Cal Poly?
No, Cal Poly's cafeteria was terrible. At the time, I think it was ranked one of the worst places for like just food choices and stuff like that.
Are you serious?
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Damn.
Now I think it's a lot better. I think they've made a lot of changes now. I mean, they made the rec center there is – It's gorgeous. Like they got it done. They started it when I was in my senior year and it finished up 2 years after. They got like a nice walk-in pool that you can go to beach style. But yeah, I remember getting to like, one of the things was like, you get done with practice in the spring and then you go out to the pool, jump in the pool, swim a little bit and then hang out in the sun. Dang, I'm having serious. I'm having serious. Like
that's the life, bro.
I'm having serious. Like flashbacks right now. All the wrestling guys would be hanging out. I'd be hanging out with the volleyball players and the soccer girls, and he'd be having a good time.
Hell yeah! O'Connor, number one seed again.
Yeah. You got Luan from Michigan, Andonian.
I like Luan.
Virginia Tech,
Levi Haynes. Ooh. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's count.
Oh, wow.
That's count.
He might get the fall. Bro, he might get the fall. Wow.
That was a nasty move, Andonian.
He must be strong, bro.
Right, that was he long too, dude. That was a nasty move.
I mean, Levi was he had him dead to rights.
I know.
Didn't like jujitsu. Didn't control the hips, man. He didn't control the hips. Didn't look at him though.
He's thinking cradle. Hate dealing with long, lanky guys, bro.
You better return them. Don't hang there. Oh, wow.
Dude, long link. Those links, bro. Wait, good bail. Good bail. Dude, wow.
That was really close. He almost had that. He almost had that.
Don't even letting it fly. O'Connor. Oh, he's still in control. Quarterfinals, man, day two. How's your body feeling on day two?
Hurting a little bit. You're hurting. The adrenaline from the first day.
Yep.
But really, when you're going through the tournament, dude, like your adrenaline's going. You know, you don't feel that until. You know, I remember that night of the semis. After the semis, I started to feel a little bit. But being young like that, dude.
I know.
Bro,
you're invincible, bro.
Like how quickly you can recover.
You're invincible, bro.
get to that third day. By the time you make it to the third day, you're generally you're an All-American, bro.
I know, dude. So
whatever pain you're feeling,
Adonian's letting it fly, dude. He's attacking.
Virginia Tech, man, they've done a great job. Frere and don't want to give that up at the end of the period. Frere and Tony Roby.
Wow. Oh my God. Two. No?
He's not behind the arms. Oh, they did get
it. They gave it to him.
He's got the ankle hooked. They might challenge that.
Wow.
Are they going to challenge it?
You better.
Look at this, bro.
You want to talk about
get him in Turk? Dude. God. Man.
Like,
that's about as close as you can get. I mean,
look at the ref.
The referee really felt some kind of way. He maybe could have called
it. He did.
No, he didn't really have
I think
it.
He's like, can I slide my arms under?
It's good though, dude. Good the ref didn't, like, sometimes these refs get a little like, because the crowd goes crazy.
I know, dude.
You've got to be able to stay 100% focused
even
on what kill, you're doing.
Dude,
yeah.
Right?
NDSU.
Especially when they're screaming like that.
Yeah. That crowd's going crazy. Cardenas is a oh wow, he's gonna get that
turn
roll through tilt, bro, or Easton roll. Wow, to tilt somebody and get four.
Wow,
that's big. Cardenas is a Colorado guy, man. I was trying to recruit him when I was at Penn. Great kid.
Yeah,
super tough, man.
Hey, NDSU. They have a good cafeteria.
We better know that. Look at this.
Wow. That's beautiful, dude.
They challenge him whether it's two or four.
With kids with those tilts, man, it's always that bottom knee.
Yeah.
Of the hip in the pocket.
You gotta get that we call it a kickstand.
Yeah, bro.
You have to have your kickstand on the mat.
There's so many kids that struggle with that, dude.
Like Humphreys, Lehigh. You let that dude on top with legs, he is gonna break your back and rip your shoulder out all at the same time. Rip your shoulder out and hit you with it a couple times.
Austin's in the driver's seat a little bit. Look at that riding time, dude.
Both these guys are Illinois products. O'Connor and Lewin.
Illinois makes some tough guys, man.
Izzy style guy.
Yeah, they make some tough dudes.
Yeah. Wow, and Humphreys, did he get the takedown? No? What are they calling on that? Or is he on top?
He's just riding him out.
No,
he got two. He got the two? Reversal.
He's up 4-0.
Oh, bro. And he's on top now?
It's hard to come back from.
Oh, bro.
Hard to come back from.
And then look at Austin over here. Bro. Oh!
He just looks massive, dude. He looks strong as can be at 57s. All right, Franek, NDSU looking for a reversal here.
He needs one. Yeah, he has a chance. He needs one right now. You got to move.
It's
or pick one leg
how
up.
Hard
pick
this
one leg
waterfall
up.
Position is to score.
At it's starting to get harder, dude. Level.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you have an arm trap, too, dude. Oh. Let him wrestle. Yeah. Reversal.
Get it. No.
No. Hey, Adonian got two. Wait. Hunt.
Haynes is back in this match, man.
Yeah.
PSU guys, man, stay so composed. So composed, man. Better watch your back.
Two.
He's going to get the
He's
two.
He's back in it.
And that riding clock. Writing time clock is going down.
He is back in it.
They stay cool, calm, collected.
Fuck, dude.
That's when you have a when you just you're in a tough room all the time.
Yep.
Their practices are harder than their competitions, you know? Competition level in there.
Hey, for some kids, you got an escape. You're gonna need two takedowns here. Or you need to put him to his back. Greco.
Yeah, if I'm down 4-1, I'm not going Greco anything. I'm backing up straight out of bounds for 7 seconds. Yeah, I'm good. All right, 8-6. Andonian over Haynes.
Some people
in the third.
Some people talk about He let him in.
Yeah, he got the two. He's gonna try and ride him out now. He might ride him out for the win. I think Andonian might be
broken. No,
could be.
You let somebody come back like that, dude.
He's got Turk. He's gonna Turk him. He's gonna put him to his back.
What a huge comeback, dude. He is almost done.
That's what the best do, bro. They stay composed. They don't get rattled.
And he has the leg split.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
He's going to ride him out, get riding time, beat him that way.
Oh, he got him. He got him.
He might put him to his back.
Nope. He does.
Wow.
He stuck him. Andonian, I feel for you, bro, guy.
It's a cheat code.
Fuck, dude.
It's a cheat code.
Fuck, bro.
Penn State's a cheat code.
Jeez.
I'm going to go ahead and tweet that out.
Wow. That's crazy. Andonian. Austin has this in the bag.
157s.
Austin has this in the bag.
We got one more weight here before we close it out, right?
I think so.
165. That's where we started yesterday, so we'll finish these weights up. Peyton Robb. Oh, wow. So Cardenia's only got two instead of the four on that tilt.
And he just got reversed.
Robb gets the reversal. Or the one.
Oh, one.
I'm just going to get one. I don't think he controlled it long enough. But big right at the end of the period. O'Connor's going to lock that in.
Yeah.
Take down 9-2 now.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Peyton Robb on top. There's still some. There's you gonna this match.
Still got time.
Run that riding time down a little bit. Always stay on top, man. It's like body shots in boxing,
bro. It's a skill.
Take it out of them. You know, take some energy out on top.
You think going looking back at that matchup with who just went 30-30 overtime? What's the matchup that we just saw 30-30 overtime that got written out for 30 seconds?
I'm blanking.
Do you think? I know we're talking strategy when you put him up on the feet.
Oh, I know we're right. Cole Matthews and
but Bartlett. You think he wrote him out enough to think that I wore him out? Let's just go on the feet, right? Because it is kind of like, dude, it takes the life out of you if you get written out like that, bro.
I think those the guys in Penn State, the composure is what I'm super impressed with of these young guys. All freshmen.
You're fucking freshmen, dude. We're not even talking about Gabe. We're not talking about Sriracha. We're not talking about RBY. Those are vets, bro. They've been in the system for a long time.
Yeah. The composure is I'm absolutely like floored by the composure of those guys.
He still has life.
I'm excited to Kyler Sanderson's a good friend. He's bringing a couple guys down to Vegas a couple weeks to train, and always fun to try and pick one or two things out of his brain to hear what those guys, what Kale's doing, what some of those guys are doing. Wow, Peyton Robb really took control on top here.
I thought, dude.
Just gonna lock in that 1 minute of riding time.
You always say when it comes to inches, people know how to win in those moments, right?
Yep.
It's huge, bro. He was down. He got turned.
And he's got riding time locked in. He's going to take a 6-3 decision into the semifinals. Cardenas gave everything he had for that, man. Everything he had.
That's a tough thing, dude. When you see an opponent flaws like that, and then, like, these guys are battling now.
And Cardenas is a freshman, bro. The thing that's crazy now is, like, dude, freshmen are going in, like, expecting to be four-time national champs. It's
that's
not even
a scary
like,
point.
Yeah, it's not even, like, they're falling apart. Not falling apart, but they're getting sad and breaking when they're not getting, four
times. That is such a good matchup right there.
Haynes and Robb.
Yeah. Yeah. Peyton Robb reminds me of a traditional, like, Midwest, strong, like,
yeah,
bully.
He just looks like a bear. Bro.
Yeah, bro.
All right, one more set of quarterfinal action here. Yeah, just looks strong as can be.
Shane Griffin.
This is going to be fun. Two national champions.
Oh, bro.
Two national champions.
Keegan.
I think 65 is the deepest weight class.
Cars there. Oh, man.
What do you think he's saying right there?
This is the weight class right here, dude. This is the weight class right here, bro. Oh, dude, this is gonna be really good. Really, really good. Dude, since wrestling season is this is pretty much like the end of it in the folk, right? The grand finale.
Yeah.
Kids going into college season watching this right now, what are the to be expected, like, of showing up early, stuff like that? Like, what are you thinking? What's the process right now?
Kids that are leaving high school, going mm-hmm. into college right now, mm-hmm. seeing this.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, their season's done, right? Yep. All the state tournaments are finished up now.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, make sure you take a little time to enjoy, like, I'm a firm believer in, go on a vacation for a week or two, a couple weeks, whatever. Enjoy some of the time you have. Not that you're not going to get time when you're in college, but it does get busy. The grind is real, So yeah, train. If you're going to go, some kids want to go win Fargo or go make a world team, go yeah. do that. But also make sure to take a little time to enjoy yourself a little bit, take your senior year, you achieve something, celebrate your landmarks, yep. right? So celebrate those moments in your life. You graduated high school, you got a, hopefully you got a good GPA and you got yeah. a scholarship. So go celebrate that, right? Go unwind, go do some things with friends and whatnot. Cause once you get to college and you get into that season, it's different. You still get time off, right? Yep. And built in breaks and whatnot. But I think, I think taking time to just take a breather, enjoy. But college is fun, man. Once you get on the college campus, fun. And I miss it, dude. Every year I watch the NCAA tournament, I'm like I was saying earlier, I'm taken right back to
yeah.
to being in college and enjoying that whole ride.
Bro, it's nothing like going to your dorm room for the first time and yeah. meeting the team, first team yep. meetings and everything.
Kind of looking around. All right. trying to figure out what's what.
Oh yeah, dude, it's fun times, man.
Yeah, remember like it's yesterday. Hey, what's up with the weather here in LA, bro? You know, I thought I was gonna come here and get some sun. I've got about 20 minutes of sun.
It's yeah, bro. It's like Moses time right now. 40 days, 40 nights.
it's much needed.
It is. California's always been
the thing
drought.
With California is it's like you get it one way or the other. Either it's like fire season, insane winds, or it's like extreme the other way, just like a massive amount of rain and cliffs, houses falling off cliffs. And
mudslides. They're no joke, dude. But you know what? Like being from the Midwest, like rain is, dude, I always love the rain. I'm different just because like I'm so used to going to bed with a thunderstorm and having like my window open with the shit and you have that cold air come in. It's so soothing. Like
tornadoes.
I'm scared to death of tornadoes, bro.
Hey, dude, when there used to be tornado warnings in my apartment in Illinois, I'd always put my shoes on too. I'm like, I remember people like, why you put what do you do? Outrun the tornado? I'm like, well, I just want to have my shoes on. I want to be ready, like in case I need to run or.
But the people in I'll tell you this, because how long did you live there for? A year, 2 years.
People just get used to it.
Okay, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's no big deal. People go along their day. Like, it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, we just got people. I see people back home go outside and be like, oh, I'm just going to watch the wind come and everything. And they make it a big thing, dude. They just watch it. My neighbors, my walls were thin in my apartment. And I hear tornado warnings. And I hear the neighbors go like, Ian's going to the basement.
Did you have basements at your apartment?
I did.
Was it in a separate building you had to go to or
no? It's all the way downstairs. It was connected. Boom, boom, boom. And then downstairs, washer and laundry was free.
Yeah.
In the basement. And then Shane Griffin versus Carr. That's exactly what I wanted.
Hey, Fish from Michigan State is he's the lowest seed right now that's
that is crazy. 29th. And you're going up against Quincy Monday. Which is interesting, right? Because if Carr can beat Griffin, you beat everybody that's like, you beat Quincy Monday at the flow of at this.
But they've this split weekend. Too. I think Monday also beat Carr once.
Did they?
Then you got Carson Karchla, Keegan O'Toole, defending national champ.
This one's good. This one's really good. Keegan O'Toole is right to work, bro.
Jumps out to a 2-0 lead.
Yep. Ooh, Carr. You're so explosive, dude.
In deep right away.
But yep, Griffin defense.
Griffith with the...
Griffith. Always forget that. Griffith.
Hey, but Karch's in on the shot, but being in on a shot nowadays really like...
It's hard to finish, especially on Keegan. Dude! Shout out to Askren and the Askren Academy, bro. That his scrambles are insane. He's hard to finish on. And he'll just make these positions up. Oh, reversal.
Got it.
But I'm pretty sure. Yep. He's hard to hold down, dude.
I think the big thing here is just erase some of that riding time, right?
Yeah. Reversal. Well, no, we got a one.
Dude, those mats,
they hurt.
I hate them. No, they don't hurt. They're so soft.
Are they?
They're really soft. Your feet, like.
What kind of mats are they?
Resilite. The OG Resilites, though.
Dude, the heavy as hell Resilite. Yeah, you got to bring in a forklift.
You got to get like. Trust me, I know how that is. Oh yeah, you know, right?
Yeah, no, dude. Those Resilites ain't no joke.
Karchlin, man.
And the studios. Right, O'Toole.
Carr's been in deep a couple times, man. Is he going to finish this one? 30 seconds left in the period.
Hey, man. O'Toole's top game must be crazy. I never seen Griffiths just like at the national title was just like, I'm going to, I don't want to be under this guy. Yeah. Tool got a turn. He got a turn.
Yep. That's swipes.
Woohoo. If he can snake one out here. Oof. No, he doesn't.
Griffith, man.
He a vet, bro. Speaking of people that when Stanford was almost what an
amazing story,
bro. Without him, dude, I don't know.
He might have single-handedly saved the program.
Absolutely. You know? Like he'll go down in history, bro. You cannot say Stanford without him now.
Yeah.
And to come back again, dude, he's still killing it, dude. He made the back-to-back finals, won one, lost the other one.
Amin 0-0.
Man, that family, dude. The Amin family, a lot of them. Yeah, they're killing the game over at Michigan.
We got about 30 of them. No.
You got Miles.
Hamidi, another Illinois guy. Illinois, and they produce them.
They do a really good job, man. I'm a Missouri boy to the fullest. You know that state, the Battle of the Borders rivalry is really serious. But yeah. I respect the mess out of them, dude. They got some tough kids, bro. Carr got an escape. Ooh, he tried to hit that little throwback. He hit that on Kai. Kai was also 106 pounds at the time.
And in high school.
Yeah, and in high school. Going against national
champion. I mean, I think that's when you say levels. Yeah. I mean,
there's levels, levels to this.
Levels on levels on levels.
Oh, boy. Man, I can't believe Shane's number 9. But he in the quarters, dude. His mental toughness, I really like that kid, dude. Anything he's going to be in life, he's going to be successful.
Yeah. National champion.
Yeah, dude.
And a degree from Stanford.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Single-handedly saved the program.
That's a close match, bro.
Dude, he a champ, dude. That's the thing, though.
But the third period, man, this is where things happen. What's going on in the
O'Toole matchup?
There's another the O'Toole matchup. No, the Amin, Griffith, and Carr. Quincy Monday matchup.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They haven't showed that one yet. Unless it's like 15-0.
Or maybe he stuck them already. Oh, he fighting for this. I'm about to say, you about to get a stall.
All right, 1-1, Hamidi and Amin.
Hey, Griffin going to get out.
Third.
30-match win streak right now. Griffin's taking his time.
He's in that quick out position there. Mm-hmm.
Hands. He's going to get returned. Ooh! Way to get your base back under you. Chase, you know about these riding times, bro. This is what got you to the finals, bro.
Yeah. That's what does it. The game's evolved so much, dude, since I was in college. Just, it's insane, bro. The evolution.
You're about to turn into him. Oh!
All right, 8 seconds to riding time. Let's see if Griffith can get that escape. And
these are where champions are made of.
He's got realistically about 20 seconds to escape. He needs to escape in the next 20 seconds to...
I bet he'll get it. I think he'll get it.
Up to his feet, but still not there yet.
Oh, I was counting.
Wait, why'd he put two up?
No, other mat.
Oh, other mat. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, give it to him. Dude. He outrode him. He's outriding him.
Stalling call. First stalling warning for Carr.
Atul must be in the bag right now.
Mean up 3-1.
So is Quincy. Oh! Riding time is locked, though. You need a takedown. He needs a takedown here. Oh! He had the ankle for a second. Oh!
Wow. That's close.
That's as close as it gets.
Didn't get it. Didn't get it.
Damn.
Man. Oh.
Is there a challenge?
Monday's up 9-1.
I knew something happened there. Is there a challenge here? What are they challenging?
I think they're going to challenge a takedown.
Yeah, I told you. It was close.
Can't hurt you.
No, you have nothing to lose. And good little fist bump. Good sportsmanship right there, too. Shane's a classy guy, man. So is David Carr,
both
dude.
Those guys, man. That's good guys. It's like one of those you want both of them.
Exactly,
to win, you know?
Dude. That's...
He was close.
This right here.
Bro, he almost had that ankle.
But, I don't think they're going to give it to him, dude.
Hands up on the hip.
This, no.
No.
No. No way, dude. He doesn't have any control.
No control, but you got to challenge it.
Have to, right? I'm not going to give it. Cars, I don't know. Please. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, do not let that go through.
No, I think they're good on this, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think
there's no way.
Control. Fish's run on the front side is going to end, it looks like. Interesting color choice for Michigan State. That's a lime green and then the Michigan State green.
Yeah.
Looks like University of Oregon out there.
That's exactly what they look like. Carr advances to semis.
Dude, if Oregon had a wrestling program again and then they treated it like football where they
had Dude, their uniforms be going crazy, dude. You want to talk about the best uniforms and look at Kenny.
He's so happy. Quincy Monday, well, thanks for joining us this morning in the quarterfinals. There's still four rounds to go, but we're finishing up at 165 where we started yesterday. This is the First Shot podcast. Not the second.
First Shot. That's right.
Have a great day.